Hello.
Hi, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. How are you doing today?
All right.
Your participation is voluntary, but is really important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction that the country is going?
Somewhat.
When thinking about issues from zero, that means not an important issue, to 10, that it's very important. Immigration, is that a very important issue to you from 0 to 10?
Yes.
What is it, 0 to 10?
Let's just say 8.
K-12 education, what do you think of that?
9.
Abortion rights?
2.
Criminal justice?
1.
Healthcare?
1.
Student loan debt?
3.
Inflation and the cost of living?
That's 1.
Housing rights?
1.
Democracy and racism?
1.
Crime and violence?
8.
Housing rights?
10.
Voting rights?
10.
Climate change?
1.
Jobs and wages?
1.
As you may know, there will be an election for U.S. President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. From 0 to 10 and 0 not likely and 10 extremely likely, how likely are you to vote?
Likely. That's 10.
What is your race? White, Black, African American, American, Asian, Latino, Hispanic, Pacific Islander?
African American.
Do you think of yourself as a female or something else?
Female.
What's the year of your birth?
63.
What's the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest 12. Degree that you received? 12. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you think your vote has from 0 to 10?
10.
How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter to your community from 0 to 10?
10.
Please rate your feelings towards some people that I will mention at 0, which is very unfavorable and cold. 5 is neutral, and 10, it's very favorable. John Fetterman, do you know who he is?
Yes. I say 8.
8. John Shapiro?
8.
J.D. Vance?
7.
Larry Krasner?
7.
Cheryl Parker?
5.
Bob Cassie?
6.
I know it's a long way off, but if the president elections were held today, will you vote for Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein?
Undecided.
If you had to choose for who will you vote, Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert Kennedy, Cornel West?
Undecided again.
I know it's a long way off, but if the Congress election were held today, will you vote for the Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or other?
Other.
If you had to choose for who you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Undecided.
For whom do you vote back in 2020's general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted.
Do you vote for Trump, Joe Biden, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, or other?
Other.
Some people says that no matter who people vote for it, it will make a difference. It will not make a difference. And some people think that their vote makes a difference. Do you think voting makes no difference, voting makes a small difference, or voting makes a moderate difference, or voting makes a big difference?
Voting makes a difference.
I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. The issues that matter to me are never on the agenda. There's not enough outreach to people like me. Politicians don't keep their promises. Politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit black people. The system is racist and not built to support black people. Which one of those statements apply to you?
The second one.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree with this statement? Most people will take advantage of you if you let them.
Disagree.
Disagree? I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote will make a difference. If there was easier access to voting in black neighborhoods, if black people had more money and resources, if there were black leaderships or organizations that held government accountable to the black community, if I could get all government benefits like help, student loans, small business money, tax credit, and home utility discounts, if there was more transparency and to track my dollars and how they are being spent by the politicians. Out of those statements, which one applied to you?
The third one.
Below is a list of some policies that, if implemented, will empower black communities by ensuring our elected officials represent our community experience and priorities. After each one of them, please indicate a zero will not motivate you at all, five, not sure, and 10 will strongly motivate you. It's easy to doubt government promises, but strength can ensure resources. Governor Shapiro is offering $10.5 million in federal grants for small, diverse business affected by COVID-19. Grants range from $2,500 to $10,000. Stand with us. Our involvement is crucial. It's our duty to take advantage of these resources. What do you think of this statement? Will that not motivate you? A zero, five, not sure, and 10, strongly motivate you?
Five.
They want us to believe nothing gets better, so we don't vote. But we can't hold our leaders accountable and demand real changes. This year, the Pennsylvania Senate, the Democrats took a big step forward, passing key policy reform bills. Senate Bill 459 requires policy to maintain detailed records of use of force incidents. Our community's future is at stake. If they don't step up, we'll vote them out and find someone who will. 0 to 10, what do you think of that one? No matter what party is in control, sometimes life doesn't get better for many of us in the black community. But as Nipsey Hussle said, sometimes you have to take 2 steps back to take 10 forward. Change can take a long time, but if it doesn't happen, our borders are our leverage. If they don't deliver for our communities, we'll make sure they are out of a job. From 0 to 10, what do you think of that statement?
8.
Sometimes it feels like politicians make promises they never kept, but we hold power to demand accountability and push for change in our communities. Mayor Sherrill Parker's $6.3 billion budget is a step forward, funding more police officers, better streets, improve public transit, and clean a neighborhood. We're not just voting, we're keeping receipts. If politicians don't follow through, we'll show them the door. 0 to 10. What do you think of that statement?
5.
Thank you for your responses. Now I'm going to ask you some questions again. If you change your mind, it's fine. From 0 to 10, do you think your vote has power from 0 to 10?
9.
How much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on the issues that matter the most to the community?
9.
Some people said that no matter who you vote for, do you think your vote makes difference, no difference, small difference, moderate difference, or big difference?
Big difference.
As you may know, there's going to be voters for the election on 2024. It's a long way up. How likely are you to vote from 0 to 10? Extremely likely, okay. Or not likely at all? Extremely likely. Do you consider yourself as heterosexual, lesbian, gay, or something else?
I have an expression.
Are you married or married? Living with partners, single, separated, or widow?
Single.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
No.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or any Hispanic origin?
African American.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
In politics today, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat?
Yes.
How will you describe your employment status, if necessary? Will you say it's a full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, or disabled?
Disabled.
Last year, so 2023, what was your total family income, over $100,000 or less than $24,000?
Less.
What's your present religion, if any?
Say that again.
What's your religion?
Baptist.
Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? Once a month, twice a week, twice a month, a few times a year?
Once a month.
Okay, once a month. All right, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your time, and I hope you have a great day. Thank you.
You too.